The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Easter, that's a weird tradition.
Easter, the day Jesus rose from the dead, what should we do?
How about eggs?
Well, what does that have to do with Jesus?
All right, we'll hide him.
I don't follow your logic.
Don't worry, there's a bunny.
It's ridiculous.
Good day to all of you swollen red-assed monkeys. Welcome to the podcast. Today's theme is Easter. And without further ado, here's Patton Oswalt.
Remember when you were growing up and you wanted to color eggs for Easter? Where did you go? There was only one game in town. Paws. You went to Paws or you went to hell! Remember that? That was on the box. And, because they had the Monopoly, they could say that. Remember you got the kit, what did you get? You got the little color tablets, remember those? And you put them in the water, and the water would smell like a vinegar fart. And then you would take the egg and put the egg in the little wire seat, remember that? That little torture seat, lower you to your doom! Scream all you want! Or like me, you'd put all the tablets into one glass, and that would turn the eggs brown. Oh! Can't get brown eggs, Patton. That's our little prodigy. Then you could punch out the back of the box, remember that, and make a little egg holder. Oh, remember that? But like me, you wouldn't wait for the eggs to dry, and then the box would dissolve, and your dad would start drinking. That's not important. What's important is that that is all the kid came with. But then remember in the 70s, all those upstart companies came along trying to unseat the Paws dynasty? There was Shaken Egg. Remember Shaken Egg? You put the egg in the bag with the glitter. It came out looking all glam rocky like it fell out of David Bowie's something. Hey, look. Happy Easter. Bang and gong, everybody. And then Ronco came out with that weird Inquisition clamp. Remember that? You'd put the egg in the clamp, and then you'd put the magic marker in a clamp here, and then you'd turn the egg. Oh, a line. There's a line on the egg. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I went back in the drugstore recently looking for egg coloring kits. There's only one company standing. Paws, ladies and gentlemen. Paws. And when you get the kit, you buy that kit, you know what you get? You get 5 color tablets, a little wire thing. They didn't change a thing. What chrome-plated balls on those guys? They didn't. I just imagine their founder, some guy named Henry Paz, going, let them go to their little Shaken Eggs or their Ronco things. They'll come crawling back. We're Paz. My father started this company with one color tablet, and it was white, and we were thankful. Paz.
Pagans, the whole lot of them, with their Easter eggs and their chocolate bunnies. It's not right. I, for one, am very excited about Easter. My little niece and nephew are coming down, as well as my sister-in-law and my brother. It's the little ones that make the holidays special. And of course, whenever the little ones are around, that means that there will be an abundance of, yes, candy. I love me some candy, especially the chocolate variety. That's right, all you chocolate bunnies. I'm coming after you. You and your big, delicious ears and your chocolatey, fluffy tails. You're going down. The whole lot of you. Anyway, thanks to all for stopping by. And don't forget, you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. Just search VoiceOver Chameleon and subscribe. While you're there, if you would be so kind as to write a nice little review. This is the way they rank things in iTunes. And as it stands right now, I have a review that was written by myself and one that was written by my daughter. A little bit pathetic, so please, if you would, be so kind. And for those of you that are going to church on Sunday, y'all be sure and tell Jesus I said hello. Have a great holiday weekend.
My new favorite holiday is Easter. And because I celebrate a little differently this year, I had an egg hunt in my womb. It was great. A lot of people came.